Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Zammy Lumpkins.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to fourparents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Thank you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
I give myself away. To you I belong. Are you ready, willing? Are you in a place where you can just give yourself away completely to the universe? Say, to you I belong. Right here, take me, use me. Use me. Guess what? You're not giving yourself to anything outside of yourself. It's a total surrender. That you recognize that you're here for God to reveal itself. Most of the challenges that we're having is because life says, now it's time to give yourself away. You're like, wait. Well, give myself away. What do you mean? Give myself away to who? Life says, come on, move. Get out of this job. Wait. How am I going to? No. Wait a minute. Give yourself away. Give yourself away to your true self, to the one voice, to the divine intelligence. The love intelligence, God, Buddha, whatever name you want to call it. And as I'll tell you every day, and not those of you that don't even believe in anything outside of this planet, that once you die, that's it. Who cares? Just give yourself away to humanity. Be the light that you're looking for. I give myself away. I give myself away. When you give yourself away, oh my God. You will experience life in a whole new way. And most of us, a lot of us are there right now. Life is saying, it's that time. Let's do it. Let's jump. Wait. What's happening? Well, I don't know. I'm not ready for this. I don't know what's going to happen. Listen. I'm helping you burst into the truth of who you really are. So, you know, like a seed, we look at trees and we say, wow, beautiful trees, look at those colors, look at those flowers, look at the fruit. But it started with a seed, and that seed gave its life away, surrendered, died, transformed to become something beautiful. Sometimes that beauty ends up in a grocery store, in a farmer's market, and you bite on the apple, and you bite on the orange, whatever it is, a mango, and you're like, ah, life is good. But do you think of what happened before you can actually take that bite? Something or someone gave their life away. William McDowell, thank you, brother, for that, for just downloading that truth. If you want to find out more about him, you can go to his website. It's William McDowell, MCDOWELLmusic.com. William McDowell Music.com. I dare say that the questions that I've received in the past and the questions that are yet to come is simply about that. Life as you is saying, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. Even if you don't know how, just give it up. I got this. I am the one in charge anyway. Your life is my life. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be. It's nice to see you. Ooh, look at you. Everybody looking beautiful, all smiling. Why are you crying? I understand. I understand. Yeah, let the tears flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. It's nice to have you here. It's nice to have this party, this transformational party. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, and this is Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you truly make a difference. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, was that 12 to 1 p.m.? Yeah, that's right. That was coming from memory, and I wasn't even listening. I was like, it sounds strange. 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday to Thursday. But as regular listeners know, if you can make it between 12 and 1, you're going to get great stuff. And then if the show needs to be extended, if it's a longer show, you'll find out. If I give you all that information now, you get confused because you're still working with giving your life away. Life is good, and it is getting better. You know, everything that we are going through and growing through is simply a catalyst for us to step into a greater yet to be. Everything that you are dealing with is perfect. You're supposed to be there. It's not an accident. Now, if you're having a painful experience and you have difficulty wrapping your mind, your logical mind around, how am I supposed to be here? I'm not supposed to be here. Well, you can say that all you want. You're there. So when you can acknowledge that I am right where I am, I don't like what it feels like, but this is right where I am. When you fight to move from what is happening or trying to pretend it's not happening, then you create more of that mess. I know it's not pretty sometimes. I have my moments. Sometimes I have those feelings last weekend. Oh, my God. I had stuff come up. Like, what the flip is this? I could not shake it. It hit me like, I don't know if it was Friday night or Saturday morning, something. Saturday night was when I was catching. I was just processing and really just growing through it. Yes, it didn't feel good, but I knew there was something on the other side. It was a breakdown. And then Sunday morning, that's kind of cool. I'm still a little bit vulnerable and sensitive. It's like, ooh, I don't know. Don't talk to me. Don't ask me to do nothing I don't want to do. Sunday night, that sucker came back again. I was like, oh, hell. But you know, while I was growing through that, I knew that I'm processing something that needs to come up and be released and ask myself some deep questions. And you get to ask me deep questions or whatever. You get to ask me questions today. 347-426-3346. Wherever you are is wherever you are. And the quicker you can embrace where you are, embrace doesn't mean you want to just move in there and buy a condo or say, oh, I'm going to just live in misery. No. It's simply being present and paying attention. And when you do that, you recognize that you are a creative being. And when you remember that you are a creative being, you get into alignment because you have the power to recreate your current reality. You have the God DNA moving through and as you. So when you're traveling down and you see a mountain or you see a tree, you see the oceans or you see the birds or you see the insects or you, whatever, and you're like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. I say to you, that is you. You are so beautiful. Theme for today's show is creative alignment. When you recognize that you are a creative being, you get back into alignment. And when you feel out of alignment, you tap into your creative energy and bring you back. Speaking of going back, let me go back a little bit and give thanks for Hope from Live Streamers. Just suggested this topic yesterday. And I was like, ooh, I love it. I've been playing with it, dancing with it, dreaming about it, thinking about it, feeling about it, saying, let's see how this is going to unfold. Different thoughts have been popping up. I'm just saying, I give myself away to creative alignment. Do what it do. Do what it be. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. And the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Life is good, you know. And it's getting better. No matter how horrible you feel right now. The fact that you're sensing and noticing that you are out of alignment means you are present. The fact that you notice you are out of alignment and you're not trying to replace that or fill the void with alcohol and drugs and sex and being online and just trying to avoid the pain means you're tapping into your creative energy. Your creative energy is your pure essence. No sickness, no fear, no judgment, no doubt. It just creates. It creates. It creates. And how do you embrace that energy? You embrace what you've created. So everything you're going through and growing through, you created it. Okay, that might be a little bit too hard for you to digest. Let's make it a little bit easy for you. You co-created it. Whatever works. Truth is not supposed to beat you on the head. Truth is supposed to set you free, and sometimes it will piss you off. But you can stay pissed. You can step into your bliss. You have a choice. The longer you stay pissed, the longer it takes to get into your bliss. You get to choose. Woof. Are y'all feeling that? Because I am. It's time for us to be all that we have visioned for. It's time for us to be all that we've meditated for. It's time for us to step into our greater yet to be. And people, let's get this. We prayed for where we are right now. We affirmed. We meditated. We visioned. We did thank you box. We gave thanks so that we can step into a place where we surrender and say, God, have your way. But what we didn't know, what we forgot, was for that to happen, we've got to let go of some stuff. And some of those stuff, we were like, psh, yeah, I'll let that go. Psh, that don't mean nothing to me. Psh, that don't mean nothing. Psh, I can do that. Anything for love, anything for peace. But then when it was time, when the universal mind, when the energies, the angels, the guides said, okay, you got to let this go. You're like, oh, wait a minute. No, hold on, don't move that yet. Whew, I didn't know that attached to that. Oh, don't move that. And sometimes you come back and the stuff is being yanked. Who moves my old stuff that I don't need? At least they should have at least asked me. They did. As a matter of fact, you put the request out. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad as we keep this loving creative energy moving. Creative alignment. It is the essence of who you are. You are always in alignment. Truth is a paradox. You know, so are you feeling out of alignment? Are you out of alignment? You can never be out of alignment. You think you are out of alignment. And because you think you are out of alignment, you will experience yourself as being out of alignment. So, simply, when they say change your thoughts, change your life, that's what that means. That's what that means. Sometimes some thoughts go, they go roots. They just go down, deep down. Those thoughts has been growing from generation to generation. So you got to start with the leaves sometimes. Just cut a leaf here once. Cut another leaf, another branch. Use the tool that the universe gave you called forgiveness. Just cut that. Don't judge the root. Don't judge the tree. Just cut. Just snip. Just love. Just embrace. Just acknowledge. Just be aware. Forgiveness, acceptance, forgiveness, acceptance. And one day you're like, oh my God, I'm almost at the root. Oh, this is where the real work begins. Okay, this is where the real work begins. I should keep my eyes closed. Just had something happen. Let me close my eyes back. I ain't finished yet. And then you realize this is all part of life. You are the bringer of love. You are the bringer of peace. You are a bringer of the solution to your own problem. And we're all here supporting one another. 347-426-3346. Ask Life Coach Addy. Bring on the questions. Bring on the questions. Let's go to the questions. That's funny. One of the questions has been like, following me around since Monday. I'm like, leave me alone. It's like, but you never answered me. I need help. I need help. So, Julie, it's your time. And those of you in the chat room on the phone line, if you're on the phone line, press 1 on your keypad. If you're in the chat room, the number is 347-426-3346. Let's do this. All right, seatbelts on. This is on and popping now. You never know what's going to happen. You know, I'm doing that sort of sitting in my lowrider. Okay, sit back. Stop it. Read the question. Julie from Atlanta. She's a home girl. Hello, Ade. I have studied the ideas of wealth, of creating wealth. I love it. It's in line with today's topic, creating wealth. And looked at it from many angles. I have read lots of books, etc. I have a big question. I have a job where I make a specific salary. I am a teacher. There is no option here. Oh, let's start over again. There is no option here for making more money. So I feel I need to move on. Keep reading at it. Don't answer yet. There is no option here for making more money. So I feel I need to move on. I have worked hard at being a teacher. I have received awards, accolades, etc. However, I looked within my field and still find it hard to make more money. Additionally, if I leave this job before 3 years, my retirement will be significantly reduced. On some level, I'm ready to leave this job, but feel stuck. What do people do in a fixed salary? What do people in a fixed salary do to make more money? Well, you unfix your salary. Let me answer you that way. What do people in a fixed salary do to make more money? You unfix the salary. You fix the salary. You said there is no option here for making more money. So I feel a need to move on. So if there's no option to make more money, and the question is, what do people with fixed salary do to make money? You move on. But then you pull yourself back in. Well, I want to leave, but if I leave before three years, then my retirement will be significantly reduced. Who cares? You have to make more money. Retirement? You have to make more money. Now, what's going on here? That's the Betty and I were having a conversation. That was the fiery Aries guy talking. He shows up every now and then. But really, and I say all of that with love. That's it. We are the one that keep ourselves stuck, keep ourselves fixed. In your question, you said, I feel stuck. Yes, you do. Because one minute you want to move forward to make more money. You say, oh, but I can't leave because if I leave, I will get less money in my retirement. But I want to make more money. How do I do it? I need to move on. Well, but I can't move on because... But if you're going to make more money, retirement, that would just be ice cream money. if you've read Creating Wealth, here's the perfect opportunity right now to embody that and live that. There's so much waiting for you that you don't even know. So don't judge your future. Don't gauge your future. Don't use your past as a reference point for the wealth you're trying to create. If you follow the principles that you've read and you've looked at it from many angles and you've read a lot of books on creating wealth, how else would you know what you read is real by applying it? It's time to apply it. That's what people do to unfix their salary. They apply the truth that they know, because the truth will not only set you free, it would unfix your salary. You want to create wealth. So by creating, you got to get in the flow. You sound to me like you said you won several awards. People should be running over and catch. I think you need to see that the awards that was given to you and the accolades were given to you, they're real. Do you believe they're real? Because other people see it. And understand your job is not the source of your supply. God, the universe, source, creating wealth. You can create wealth. What do you have to give? Maybe if you're still kind of nervous, well, I understand that, but I don't know what I would do. You've read a lot about creating wealth. Teach a workshop on creating wealth. Do a teleseminar on creating wealth. We teach what we want to learn, and you only get to keep what you give away. A lot of people can relate to this. You've read this. Now it's time to push the apply button. Do not limit your God-given abilities by measuring them against your retirement plan. You are not your retirement plan. You are not the money. You are much more than that. Your potential, your gift, will open many channels if you follow them. So that will get you unstuck. Start life from a creative space, not from a logical space. Julie from Atlanta, thank you for that. Take baby steps and create now. But more so, push the apply button by teaching what you want to learn and want to know. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number to call. What is moving through your consciousness? This is not the place where we beat you up with truth. We lovingly, jokingly, joyfully, happily, fierily help you get unstuck. And guess what? I feel so many of you want to ask questions, but you're like, I'm about to put my business out there. Guess what? You will never solve the problem that you have with the same mindset that created it. And there's something so powerful when you express what you're dealing with. You get to hear something you didn't hear. And it becomes, because we hold this stuff, this conversation in our head sometimes, and we play it over and over and over and over, and we always end up at the same place. But when we have a good friend, when we have a minister, when we have a therapist, a coach, a counselor, maybe we read a book, and we get to hear our own thoughts, not just in the back of our mind, but right in front of our own eyes. Like, oh my God, yes, I said hear it in front of your eyes, clearly. Because you get to see your own thoughts. You get to see what you feel. You get to see what's really going on. And that creates a whole new energy. Spiritual truth, spiritual practice is about sharing. Without sharing, there's no transformation. Trying to process it in your mind, I don't even know the words. I don't even know what word to use. Sharing leads to transformation. Not only will you be transformed, other people will be transformed. Why? Because we are all connected. We are one. And how are we one? We are simply an extension of the God consciousness, the creative life force. That's why you can watch the reality TV, somebody whose dream was accomplished or wasn't, or got kicked off or fired or whatever, or they sucked, and you can feel the impact. You can cry just watching somebody on the television. You don't even know where they are. These programs are recorded many months ago, and you watch it and you're crying. Why? Because we are connected through this one consciousness, this love intelligence. We are never separated from it. There is no spot where God is not. You're listening to Ask Life Coach. Today, the number is 347-426-3346. We're going to go to another emailed question, and then we'll take a call. I was reading something in the chat room, but I was thought maybe something I need to know. But if I needed to know, Betty would have told me. And then when I read it, I realized I need to scroll up, but I wasn't going to do that. So let's take another question. We'll take a break. Or maybe we should take a break now. Let's take a break now. There's so much you need to be digested. Let's take a break now. Yeah, you think we should take a break? I'm taking a break. You don't have to. Keep thinking about what I shared. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, and I'm daring you to live your best life by being the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
I double dog dare you. Now, yes, I said it.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. And I'm speaking of depression. You know, sometimes things that I experience, those of us in a spiritual community, we think we can't acknowledge something. We can't acknowledge depression. We can't acknowledge where we're having a physical challenge, because if we acknowledge we're having a physical challenge and we're having financial issues, then that means we're not spiritual. And we can't say we're not spiritual because we know we're one with God. Oh, stop it. It's called spiritual practice. You've been conditioned to believe something other than who you are. It's a process. Some of the things you're dealing with was passed down from generation to generation, because there's only one. There's only one. That life that lived, that moved through your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, that life is moving through you. But you get an opportunity to love that part of them that is you. And if judgment is the first thing that comes up, think about that life that moved through your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents. Remember, that's the life of God. So when you go back to the beginning, you recognize that good is all there is. Now, life circumstances may have caused us to see life a certain kind of way, believe things that are not in alignment with the truth of who we are. But you now get the opportunity to bring love to this space, to this place. The soul is always seeking balance. And you're here to bring balance by recreating and creating. Creating is what you're here to do. When you're stuck, do something. Create something. Give something. Do something. Be something. 347-426-3346. Let's take a call. Life is good. It's getting better. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am great today. You're on fire, man. I actually have a question for you. This is the first time I pulled a card to ask a question, but it's in alignment, so here it goes with no editing. So I have a master's in social work that I'm not using, and I have pulled out my metaphysical whip that I was supposed to burn.
Let me, go ahead. Wait a minute.
I want you to repeat
what you said again, because the truth is I was reading the comment from Betty.
Oh, no, you're cool. No, I'm clear. I have a master's in social work that I'm not using.
Mm-hmm.
And I have pulled out my metaphysical whip that you told me to burn because I've been getting feedback that I'm wasting my life.
Mm-hmm.
And from family, and it hurts, but I know that everything in me, that everything that I've gone through, including the process of going to school, is for something else. But again, I'm calling you because I started to beat up on myself about it, and I'm experiencing changes at my job that I have embraced, but I've been going back to, well, if you went on ahead and just gone into counseling, then you wouldn't be going through this. So I need help not beating myself up and surrendering to all that is. Can you help me with that?
Oh, most definitely. Let me take my seatbelt off because I have to strap myself down. So now I'm free. Well, listen to this. You said your family tell you, they say to you, you're wasting your life, right?
Yes.
And it hurts.
Yes.
And how do you deal with the hurt? You beat yourself up too.
Mm-hmm.
You say, this hurts, but I'm going to beat myself up too because, you know, so it can hurt some more.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, first of all, what other people think about you ain't none of your business.
Yes.
Now, what you think about them, that's the real deal. Now, when people say things about us, when people judge us, criticize us, when it hurts, it's because there is a part of us that accept and believe that as true, what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So all they're doing, on a spiritual level,
mm-hmm.
they're just reflecting back to you what you're doing to yourself. But the thing is, they don't need to do that because you're already doing it yourself. But they're helping you
yep.
see. They love you so much. Like, so you're experiencing change and shift.
Mm-hmm.
And the solution is, if I had gone into counseling, this wouldn't have happened. No, wherever you go, there you are. Who knows if you were in counseling? I'm not even going to go there. You weren't supposed to be in counseling. You ain't in counseling, so you ain't there.
Right.
You're right where you are. You know, we do this, if I'd gone, this wouldn't happen. Well, go and find out.
Mm-hmm.
You are exactly where you need and want to be. And until you, me, all of us can love ourselves, accept ourselves right where we are, no matter where we move, it might change things a little bit. But the most important gift we can give ourselves is accept ourselves. Saying, okay, I'm at a job here. There's some shift. Maybe it's indicating that it's time to start looking within so I can move forward
mm-hmm.
and accept it of what is. Change the thinking. Recognize that if it's time, it's time. And if you feel led by checking in and say, if that's the area I need to be working in, moving to, then just do what you need to do. What's the point of beating yourself up when you have the tools, when you have the insight, when you have the family support? You have family that might sometimes beat you up, and you have family that lift you up. Why not just lift yourself up? Why not just do that? It's a choice. You get to choose.
Yep.
Human beings, we're addicted to pain. And we think the more pain we inflict on ourselves, the more God will like, oh, my child, you've inflicted so much pain on you. Now, come on, you can experience the goodness. No, you got to feel good to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, are you willing, ready to stop beating yourself up? Are you willing to burn that metaphysical whip? Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah.
There's nothing about us beating ourselves up this cool. There's just nothing. There are a lot of people that want to see it and say, yeah, girl, I understand. No. It's time for you to shine your light, be the light, reflect the light, and keep it moving. Just keep moving.
Yes.
Wherever you need to go is wherever you need to go. Listen and recognize when you're beating yourself up. Accept yourself. Accept your family members for beating you up. And thank them silently, if that's better, for beating you up. Now you get to take back your power and say, I get to choose. This is my life. If I choose to stay in this job through the rest of my life, so be it. What the flip do you know about me wasting my life? You're spending too much time studying me. I think you're wasting yours. You got the power, girl.
I know.
Go do your thing. You know. You got the power. Pull a card
Thank
and
you.
Move forward. Give yourself a gift.
And actually, it's the shaman of death. And I can't believe you just said that. Just real quick, one line, because I don't want to take anybody's time from your power. It says, the shaman rides her donkey to the people who need her healing, and on the way holds counsel with the bald eagle. In this case, I'm going to call it the hawk. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yep, spread the message. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. Let's take a call before I go back to you. Well, let's take a call now. That's what I'm doing now. I don't know what I'm going to do after taking a call. The call might take to the end of the show. So, Donna, how are you doing, Donna?
I'm still laughing.
How are you, darling?
I'm feeling really good this morning. Actually, it's kind of a really special day. I'm going to try to make it as quick as possible. But
Are you on Skype?
No, I'm in the car. I'm driving. I'm on my Bluetooth. Is the connection really bad?
I can hear it, but let's keep going, and then maybe you have to take out the Bluetooth but let's see what happens. Keep talking.
Okay, so let's try. So this is really interesting because I'm listening to what you're saying, and the message couldn't be more timely. I'm just like loving you. I've just like connected with you just a week ago, and you've made such a huge difference in my life. And what's really interesting is I'm going through this like incredible, wonderful battle with myself. And really, I've discovered over this past week, as I'm paying attention to all my behaviors and all that stuff, we really just self-accuse ourselves. We try to blame it on everything else, but it's really all about us. And what I've come to understand is really surrendering and allowing God to come into our lives. And as I say this, it's really strange saying it because it's very foreign to me, and I don't know what the hell it's about. But what's really special is that my parents got married 43 years ago today, yesterday, and I was conceived on their honeymoon.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was born 9 months later. And 21 years ago, I got married today. I'm not married from that marriage anymore. Mm-hmm. And as I was watching these events unfold this week, I was saying, oh, my God, this is really seriously the rebirth of me, giving birth and marrying myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel a lot of different emotions from it because I'm experiencing so many different stuff, and I'm in such a – my life is pretty chaotic right now. Like, everything is, like, upside down, and I have no idea where I'm going or, you know, everything is uncertain.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really special is that we can choose. We can make a choice. It's our choice what we want to live. Mm-hmm. It really is our choice what we want to live. And I like the question that she brought up about the family. I said, oh, my God, I can't believe she's talking about that because that's a huge thing for me because I'm actually a little bit dependent on my family right now financially. How do you deal with that? How do you deal and I'm not blaming it on my family or anything. We're just in a different vibration. I think the most amazing, actually, they gave me the most beautiful gift, life. But we're in a different vibration. How do you deal with that when it's your family that you're in a different vibration, but they're the people that you're depending on right now?
Well,
it's like a 22.
So it's a family that's beating you up, but at the same time you're dependent on them. So the hands that's feeding you, the hands that's slapping you. Is that what you're saying? Like, ouch. Okay, well, slap. People still love me. So it's like this catch 22. I want to stay away from you. Well, I would say, so let me ask you this. Are they making comments about your life, what you should do or not do?
Oh, yeah, they do that all the time. I don't let it affect me. I've done enough inner work that I don't allow it to affect me like it used to. It still does, of course. I mean, it always does. But, you know, it hurts you. You don't want to hear that from your family. You think they're not approving of you. But I think I beat myself up more than what they do. I need to be honest. I'm being really honest and, like, really, like, stripping myself here to take full responsibility that it's me doing it. It's not them doing it. They're just reminding me. Like what you just said to the person that you spoke before. They're just reminding me of what I'm doing to myself.
Mm-hmm. You know? I am
so,
loving
they
it.
Make the they're making the comments.
But you know you just answered your own question, right?
I'm not sure. It's still not clear to me.
You said you're the one doing it, really. So when you really, you're beating your own self up.
So I shouldn't.
Go ahead.
But this is what I'm feeling. Like, I do need them right now. Really, they're my own source of that they're helping me out financially. And they're in the capacity of doing it. And, of course, I dealt with all that guilt stuff and whatever and giving up my power and all those whatever stories I was making up. And the truth is, I'm fortunate to be in a position that I have a family that can help me out. So I've let go of that 90%. And the 10% that I'm uncomfortable with because somewhere I feel like I have to answer to them or whatever. How do I deal with that part?
Okay, so I got to ask you, that 90% that you've let go of, you let go of it because it helps you get what you need. Does it help you say, well, you know, I have to let go of that because they're really helping me? You know, it's like, really, it's not what you want to do, but they're helping me. So 90% I let it go, but 10% I am pissed. I just don't even want to be in this situation. You know, I know you read this article, The Spiritual Groundedness in Spite of Shaky Grounds. I'll ask you to read it again. My article that I wrote is on all over the internet. You just type spiritual groundedness in spite of shaky grounds. But how do you deal with that? First of all, I hear you are looking to your family, like the same question, the first question that I answered, as the only source, yes, as the only source of your supply. So it's like you're giving up your sanity so that they can take care of you because they can. Because if I don't have them, where else would I get the money and the help and the support that I need? Nowhere else. So I give up. So basically you're compromising your own integrity to be kicked around. So you're really mad that you're doing that. That's where you beat yourself up. And then you're like, okay, yeah, beat me up. All right, where's the money? Thank you. I'll see you next week. Or whatever support they're giving you. So now it's time for you to retweak, rethink, realign. Take off that glasses, that sunglasses that you're wearing. Take it off and see clearly that God is this. You said something about surrendering to God. God is the source of your supply right now. Your family is just one channel. One channel. In this spot right now, as you're driving, as you're listening, you don't know who's going to call you. You don't know where you're going to end up. You might take the wrong exit. When you release and say that God is the source of my supply and my blessing comes in through so many channels, you may get an opportunity to do something that you've always wanted to do that you've forgotten about because someone said, well, what do you do? Well, I'm not working right now. I'm going through changes and da-da-da-da-da and this and that and da-da-da-da-da. And they're like, wow, fascinating. We got something, you know. And how you keep going? Well, I'm trusting in spirit. I'm knowing God is leading me and directing me. So that's what I'm holding on to. And they're encouraged by your story. So we've got some young people who are having some challenges, and they certainly, I don't know why I'm even asking you to come, but I really believe these young people can really help you. They can really help them make a difference. And then suddenly you start to realize, now you may not make money, but you start to feel a sense of who you are. You start to be like, hey, I got something to give. What's that about? You know, and the more you start to feel your own power, your own identity, your own essence, you're like, shoot, I can get paid to do this. I'm really doing it for free. So now You said your family earn a means to help you. You are also. You have the perfect means to help you by you correcting your vision, your perception, your consciousness, and saying, wait a minute. That's like going to the bank. You wait in line for your means, and there's so many cashiers, and you don't know which one's going to call you. And then you go back next day, well, you know, and let me go back to the one that called me, because that's when they called me yesterday, and I don't want to seem greedy by going to another cashier, and I don't want to hurt their feelings, so I just go to the same one. It doesn't matter. God is the source of your supply. And as you're going through the changes that you're going through now, your ground is shaking. Breathe through it. And start seeing yourself differently. Start seeing that you have something to give. You were conceived out of happy joy, in a happy, joyful moment. So when you came to this life, there was a lot of excitement and celebration. They were like, "Ooh, that's the best thing. We're married. We're bringing forth." They weren't even thinking about you. They were just thinking about themselves. That's how you get back into creative alignment, remembering the channel through which you came through. You were created out of love. So now, remember that God is the source of your supply, and you can be blessed through so many channels. That's like going to the ocean and saying, "I only have a cup." Look at all those people backing up a truck and sucking up all this water, and "I only have a little cup." Well, you know, I bless them because we're connected. No, you can go back and get a bucket. You can live on the beach. You can move to the ocean. And then there's so much more. So, how are you doing over there? Mighty quiet.
Very, very, very powerful what you just said. Very powerful. Yeah. I'm in my own way, and it's really about the belief and believing in myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's like I'm in this comfort zone, and that's what you say. Your ground is shaking, breathe through it. It's kind
that's
of letting
right.
go of this, letting go of this old person and welcoming the new person, and I feel really uncomfortable because I don't know who this new person is.
Mm-hmm. And holding on to your comfort zone will only leave you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If you're holding on to it. I can't let my family go, though. I can't stand them. They get on my nerves. It's time to let go and surrender. Surrender is not giving up. Surrender is yielding to the good that is seeking to be birthed in and as you. It is God saying, here's the next opportunity to step up. And you're like, well, God, hold on. But my family, they're supporting me. God, wait a minute. God, you're not on this planet. Wait. I believe in you, but, you know, my family can help. God's like, come on, let go. No. God, stop. You're hurting me. Let go. And God said, let go. Let go. Let go. Continue to do your daily practice. Release judgment. And don't beat yourself up because you realize that you've been beating yourself up. Stop it. The world will do that for you if you need the world to do it. You love yourself up. Lift yourself up. Surrender to the good that's seeking to be birthed. All right, Donna?
Thank you so much, Adi.
You're very welcome. Enjoy your ride and keep listening. And this is your day to be birthed. This is your birthday. You're marrying yourself today. And let's celebrate. Ooh, I hear Kool and the Gang. Let's celebrate. Stop it. Don't do that. Especially when your singing voice is catching a rest. When your singing voice is resting, don't sing. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'm here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I got a favor to ask you right now. Can you guys post the show, share the show, like the page, share with everybody? As a matter of fact, share this show with people who have been getting on your nerves. I dare you to share it with people who are getting on your nerves. So you really want to listen to this. The good to the bad is you guys are the end of, not just Celeste and Donna, but everybody else. But Celeste and Donna, you guys are the end. But by the time they get to the end, I already softened them up. They're all laughing, think this guy is nuts. And then they're like, is she talking about us? And they're like, well, we did enjoy the show. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we've been a little bit hard on them. Oh, life is good and it's getting better. Today is Thursday. You know, how do you get back into creative alignment? Laugh at yourself. Man, I laugh at my own silliness sometimes. And I share this regularly. Not, it's just because I do. I'm just telling you. I listen to my show sometimes and I'm like, dude, you're stupid. Did you say that? I trip my own self out. I don't need anybody to make me laugh. You know, I got this. I need to make myself laugh. Because, boy, if you guys spend a minute in my head, you'd be barbecued. Because my thoughts have gone like this. Just super highway. Ain't got nothing on my thoughts process. So I have to make myself laugh. I have to stay flexible. I have to stay joyful. And when I get caught up in a traffic jam of my own thoughts, I'm like, oh, we're stuck. Okay, then I have to do something silly. Listen, go for a walk, listen to meditation, music. Ask myself, what would I tell somebody else who's going through this? That does it. When I ask myself, okay, Coach Ade, going through all this and feeling sorry for yourself. If someone else came up to you in a dilemma, what would you tell them? It's like, okay. I snapped right out of it. You know, it's simply, really. And I think we're just going to carry over the questions. And they're great questions, too. I love them. Betty's rolling her eyes and saying, So next, on Monday, we're going to talk about people who are feeling blocked and uncomfortable in the area of work and relationship. We already answered that question. But people like to hear their own question. We have people who are getting logical about money, but they don't know how to create more money so they can experience. But we'll talk more about that. And, you know, we got people thinking, I'm in a toxic environment. I can't get out of. No, not even I can't get out. I want to get away from here. We'll talk about that and more questions. Ask Life Coach Ade page is where you share your questions. And or you can email Ask Life Coach. Stop it. Okay, I really have to think when I say that. You can send me an email. ask@lifecoachade.com. ask@lifecoachade.com. Wow, can you imagine? We live in an abundant universe. You have so many ways to ask your questions. And not just this show. There's so many other shows. I'm not attached. I'm always going to be doing what I do, wherever you are, wherever, you know, it's all good. Calm down, buddy. So anyway, you have ask@lifecoachade.com. You have Ask Life Coach Ade page. Then you have my personal email, some of you do. Then you have the Facebook email. Some of you have my phone numbers. But those of you that have my personal emails and you have my phone numbers, I'm no longer answering questions and texts, emails, phones. Ask Life Coach Ade. You guys know the truth about that. I'm not going to say nothing. Oh, it's been a great week. Yes, it's been a great day. It's been a great moment. TGIF, thank God I'm free. Don't wait till Friday to be free. Be free now. Tomorrow, speaking of freedom, the Business of Being radio show with my dear friend Stephanie Sears. If you want to find out more about the Business of Being radio show, go to thebusinessofbeing.com. Speaking of friends, let me save that thought. Stephanie Sears is going to be joining me next Wednesday. Ooh, I'm looking forward to that show. Speaking of friends, Celeste, Donna, Tanya, who else that I know? Well, phone number on the phone, those are I know. Let's go to my chat room. Where's my chat room? Emilio, Elevate the Soul, Glenda Springer, who is making magic. Silent listeners, all of you that are here, Tamara, and those of you who are guests, just register with Blog Talk Radio, and that way you can interact in the chat room, or just simply listen, call in. Wow. Listen to the show all over again. Everybody got their answers, even those of you that didn't want to ask, those of you that didn't think you had that question, you realize, that relates, because there's only one mind, one consciousness, one love, one family, one truth, many paths. Life is good. Give your life away to the all good of life. Give your life away. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.